First Baptist Church.
It's here on East 76.
Yeah.
You pass it, kind of, from France.
And I can show you the floor plan.
Do we have any record of anybody going out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
But not your primary residence, correct?
I go back and forth between both of them.
So
when you're working, do you live there? I mean, or is it just one of those things? I don't know. Where's your residence?
Here, I'm at both places. My license says that house is my residence.
Okay.
So.
But you get your mail at your lane, correct?
Both places.
Well, business to your.
I get personal at the other one too.
Okay.
And if I can show you the floor plan, you'll see how I use it.
Okay.
You want to see it?
Whatever you want to present us.
Okay. So, what do you want to do?
We can look at the same one.
So, here's the floor plan. Okay. You walk in here, and this is the living room area. These two rooms, I see people in, but I'm mainly in this one. This is a bedroom. This is the bathroom for that bedroom. This bedroom is kind of out here with everybody. This is a work where I have the lady meet people. This is the kitchen, and this is the laundry room. And this is the garage. And the garage is pretty much filled with my mom's stuff because she passed away.
Okay.
And here's the pictures inside. So you can see. That's the laundry room. This is the kitchen. So I put that as a residential one. This is the bedroom. This is the bathroom off that bedroom. This is a room that I see people in mainly. This is kind of a need to use this. It's just a bed to lay on. You can loose it. This is where the person sits up front when I walk in. This is a table I usually eat at if I'm eating there. This is a bathroom that I let the public use. Okay. This is the front door and common area. This is a hallway into the kitchen, called the common area. This is a hallway to the back, and this is the hallway that goes off the side, called the all common area. And so if you look at it and you figure out the square footage, that's how many square feet I use for residential. This is how many I use for commercial. This is common area. So it's 50% residential, pretty much 50-50. It's 50, you know, you can see it. So you can see it easier, I do another drawing that just kind of tells you what each room is, and it just has a square footage. But this tells you how I figured it out. And basically, I went from wall to wall. The inside dimensions, I didn't figure the wall space because it's going to come out the same percentage when I have the wall.
Does this include the garage?
No. It's not the garage.
So the garage, if you clicked, it would actually make it the split it was before, which is 40% commercial. Was that right, or did you have 40% commercial before?
It was 60-40, but 40% in actuality, residential. I only use it, it's 50-50, and this is all personal stuff.
Yeah.
If you go in there, it's all personal stuff.
Okay.
It's a pretty stripped down operation.
Okay. Is there anything else besides this? The reason I'm asking is that when I do this, we'll let you tell me what you want to tell me, and then I ask the assessor what she wants to tell me, and then we talk.
Well, I can tell you that I hardly work there.
Right.
You know, I'm in and out of it all the time. My kids are there all the time, in and out.
Okay.
They stay there. I got some new people. I don't make much money though. I can even show you my financial to see if most of the time I lose money.
But basically what you're saying is you're not using the house that much for commercial, but you're probably not using it that much for residential, but it's split 50-50 the way it's laid out.
Yeah. And actually, I mean, since my son's coming back from college, it'll probably be used more because you probably won't have to stay in there most of the time.
Okay.
He's coming back today.
Okay.
He's been away.
Well, good.
So anyway, that's the story.
Okay. All right. I do appreciate you coming in and bringing all this stuff. You're more prepared than most. I can get the comments from you.
Sure. Now he was sent an impact notice.
Okay.
And we have proof of that. It went out on May 15th to the address 724 Deer Lane.
Okay, well,
all I can do is say we mailed it and caught, we paid. So that's that one, and again, when our person went out and appraised it, reappraised it, they did check with the person that was there, and they said it was not used for residential.
Understand.
And so, I mean, we'd have no reason to say yay or nay. I mean, if they said it, we'd do what we're told.
V should have never been asked any questions about my stuff.
But. Well, and let me, as far as that goes, I mean, you've presented the evidence today. Whatever they said, they said. But that's, she's just telling you the basis of the reason that
I understand.
So as far as as this goes, that's the only conversation. It really wasn't an inspection of the property or something like that.
There was an actual inspection going around.
Around it, right.
Right, and then, and he's got, I think, 5 properties in Taney County.
Okay, and the value of this one went up based on?
Reassessment.
It was just the reassessment?
It was all zoned commercial.
I'm not talking about the zoning. I'm just talking about the actual value that it's been, the building has been assessed at right now. Whether the classification changes, we're going to get to that. But as to the actual appraised value of the property, are you saying that the property is not worth $92,000? However, whether it's residential or commercial,
I mean, was it the year before? I find that information out anywhere.
I don't know. What was it that you
Is it
heard?
On the screen?
I can look at that.
And nobody
had, had it not been appraised in a long time or something?
It was reevaluated 2 years ago along with my other house, and one of them was raised 14%, one was raised 12.5% 2 years ago.
In 2022, his value was $72,210.
Okay.
And so when they went out and reevaluated it, it went to what we have now, 92,278, and it's on East 76 and has 2.9 acres, so almost 3 acres.
And my neighbors, their values are less than me, from what I can tell. The guys right next door to me.
Do you have the card that went out to
you?
They
got bigger houses, more property.
Yeah, I've got a picture of that.
I mean, their land is valued at $8,000. Somebody put $31,000 on this one. That's where the big increase was. They put the land up. Because before it was $8,000.
Okay.
Card, and that's the date when it went out. Everybody went out on May 15th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea if the neighbors around him have been reassessed recently?
Okay. My neighbors, their land value is $8,000, and they're similar. They're 2.6, and they're
the same one, or this is yours? Is this yours, or is this neighbor?
This is my neighbor to the south of me, valued at 8,000, 2.5 acres. My neighbor to the north of me, his is bigger than his, and his is valued at 8,000. And then where it went up was in the land.
Okay.
And I don't see why, since my neighbors are at 8. And I can go down that street and find properties that are between 2 to 5 acres, and most all the land is valued at 8,000.
Okay, well, this is a double wide.
Okay.
So this is actually on East Highway 76. I mean, it has highway frontage.
So is this. You're right next door.
These are all double-wide properties. Yours is stick-built, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, that has nothing to do with the land. The land went up to 31,000, and the land here is at 8.
Okay. An acre or just, or what is it being valued?
2.5.
Okay, this is 2.5 acres, and they valued the land at $8,000.
Okay.
My other neighbor, which I'm going to have to see.
I thought they were the same, yeah. I think that may be
Can you pull up the map?
No, he's correct. If you look on
Beacon
on your part, he's at 25 cents a square foot, and the others are at between 7 and 11 cents.
Okay.
Is that because they weren't assessed, or because?
Were they not assessed this year at the same time, or do you know?
No, we assessed that one.
I mean, that's not fair.
Okay. So if it were assessed at what they were, what was his value last year at the same as they were, his land?
I believe so, and I think the reason that we even went out, because like I said, it's by itself being assessed.
Probably because of whether it was a business. That's the reason. Because you thought. Okay.
But if you look it up, he's got more land than this guy.
Yeah.
He's got more property, and he's assessed at $8,000.
What's the neighbor assessed at? 11 cents, you said?
7 or 11. It's all different in there. 7. On either side of him, it's 7. The next one over is 11 cents. The one behind it's 8. So.
Okay, if the neighbor next door was 11 cents, what would that put his land at?
Okay. The others was part of a split, Dan says.
Okay.
That's where they're low.
And so if we put him at the 11, what was it last year? What was his land at last year?
Let me look at that.
And what, well, I guess maybe this is the easier question. Was the land the only thing that went up from last year? Is that the additional 20,000?
Here's how it broke out. In 22, his land was 13,450. His structure was 58,760 for a total value of 72,210.
Okay.
And then if you look at 23,
his land was
31.
His land was 31,580. His structure is 60,698, and his total value is 92,278.
So it was almost all land.
The land was tripled, more than tripled.
But basically, you've got to him out there, but haven't got to the others yet.
And like I said, we don't normally just pick one out of the blue. So someone would have had to have called us to come out and check it.
Okay. So, but these, when you get to the new assessment cycle, then these are going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all
right.
Along. Okay.
Everything's going to move. So.
And I'm just wanting to help you as a taxpayer understand. We're an independent board, okay? We're a citizen board. Mm-hmm. And we're not for the assessor. We make our own independent decision. And that's why you come and present evidence to us. But as far as this goes, you didn't check discrimination. Nonetheless, we can make a determination if there is.
I think it's discrimination. Huh? I mean, I didn't know about all this until I did research.
I'm trying to help you here. Yeah. So let me do.
I'll shut up.
If we put you back to the valuation that you were or some lesser value, what I'm telling you is that the assessor is going to be coming through there. It's just a question of manpower. And so they have to go through there and get those things taken care of. And everybody will go up because they haven't been assessed in a while, or the valuation and the values in the county have gone up. So this break would give you until 2025, but I would expect that your value, even if we did something today, would go up in 2025. Mm-hmm. What's your thought on this?
I agree. I think this is similar to the case that we had the other day, that the surrounding properties had not been assessed.
As far as classification goes, what's the assessor's position on this?
I think it's commercial because, like I said, the person that was called or where they went into the place said it was no residence there. It was all commercial. So, like I said, we actually talked to somebody.
You talked to a lady that works for me.
I mean, he's shown us pictures. I mean, at the end of the day, it looks like half the house is still used.
You can come
whether it's
like
actually used or not,
right.
But it certainly seems to be.
Right.
And my other thought is,